The Galaxy 9 Newspeeder reached the edge of the business district before any of the vehicles pursuing it caught up. It shot through the cleft between skyrises that constituted the end of the spaceport zone and dropped toward lower traffic lanes. The Bounty Hunter cargo hauler followed, descending at an angle not recommended for such a big, ungainly vehicle, still trailing the Quarren, who looked increasingly frantic. Then came Jaina and Kyle in their speeder, the Falcon, Luke and Ben, and finally a stream of speeders with Jedi, spaceport security, press, and more bounty hunters intermixed.
Whoa!
Kyle put the speeder into a side-to-side evasive maneuver an instant before the YVH droid in the cargo hauler opened fire. Streams of blaster fire flashed beside his door, then just above Jaina's head, then immediately under the fuselage. A pulse of laser fire, four brilliant red streams converging so closely that they seemed to be one, crossed from above and behind the speeder to hit the YVH droid dead center in the chest. The droid was catapulted off its feet and smashed through the rear of the hauler's control cab, disappearing completely. Smoke poured out of the cab, and the hauler began to nose forward into a shallow dive. Jaina craned her neck back to see the Falcon pacing the speeder at a higher altitude. She waved at her mother, clearly visible in the underside turret. Thanks, Mom.
Most mothers just pack a lunch.
Kyle put on a burst of speed, accelerating toward the new speeder.
You want to try another jump?
I guess.
Jaina checked her lightsaber, then clipped it to her belt. Another speeder, black with arrow-tipped white stripes on the sides, open-topped, raced past Kyle's. It was no civilian vehicle. The roar from its engines was similar to that of a pod racer. It was a two-seater, and the pilot was the bounty hunter who dressed as a Jedi. Beside her was a man Jaina had barely glimpsed at Luke's arrest, a Rodian holding an unusually long blaster rifle, scoped, in his hands. As they roared past, the woman gave Kyle and Jaina a wave. The striped racer dipped low and passed the newspeeder moments later. Jaina saw the passenger turn, raise his weapon, and fire at the news vehicle. It was not a destructive shot. It was surgical. Smoke began issuing from the newspeeder. It wobbled, probably from a fright reflex on the part of the pilot. Moments later, viewports all over the vehicle opened, allowing smoke to pour out everywhere. Luke took a moment to assess the vista before him. The newspeeder was clearly doomed, so Valen would be abandoning it as soon as possible. Take me over it, just to one side. Ben nodded and put on more speed. Crowding the edge of the traffic lane, he passed below the Falcon, then above Master Katarn and Jaina. Drawing near the newspeeder, he maintained his higher altitude, but sideslipped to port, putting Luke directly above the speeder's roof. Once again, Luke looked down into the face of Valen Horn. He flipped over the side and landed at the rear of the speeder's roof, stabilizing himself through the force. Valen flipped up to the roof.
Wish you'd taken longer with that X-Wing.
Luke gestured at the lightsaber Valen carried, not Valen's own. It was a very simple cylinder of shining steel.
Did that belong to your nurse?
Yes.
Valen switched it on.
It's not very stylish, but
that's enough.
Luke advanced, activating his own lightsaber. Valen raised his in a preliminary block. Luke struck, twitching his blade out of the most obvious line of attack, and the blade sheared the hilt of Valen's weapon in two, not harming him. Valen's blade switched off as the weapon's lower half dropped into the darkened urban chasm below. Valen took a step back, the last step he could afford before dropping off the front of the speeder. But Luke's advance was near instantaneous. The Grandmaster slammed the butt of his own weapon into Valen's temple. Valen Horn dropped like a slaughterhouse bantha. Luke caught his topcoat lapel, keeping him from following the lightsaber wreckage into the depths.